Give us your assessment of street conditions at this point.
At this point, what we've had is we have a heavy lake effect band that just moved out of the city. We are in the process of getting all our mains cleared and getting into our residentials. As you know, it was high winds this morning, but the band has shifted south. We delayed City Hall opening till 10 o'clock. City Hall is not closed. It is delayed to 10 o'clock for the opening. And we feel that we have adequate crews. We have 35 crews out there right now to get the city streets cleared up.
What areas seem to be in worse shape at this juncture?
I believe there's a little bit more snow north. The lake effect band held over north longer, and as it shifted through the city, it moved fairly rapidly. So north part of the city has a little bit more precipitation. But being that we had these high winds, it made the entire city snow-covered.
And, of course, those winds created some pretty significant drifts, and those caused problems.
You know, absolutely. There's something that we're aware of. We're very familiar with the drifted areas in the city. We know where we tend to have our drift issues, and we deal with them accordingly.
So what's your advice right now to residents?
My advice is to, you know, give yourself some adequate time. Pay attention to the local forecast. They've been very accurate on this storm. But give yourself that time and know that it's going to be a slower go. You're going to have some snow-covered roads, but they are passable.
Now, at this juncture, are the temperatures causing any problems as it relates to the de-icing mission?
You know, we were doing a lot of pre-salting last night, which helps prevent hard pack, and it seems to be working very well. I know that there's different rates of melting when it comes down to different chemicals you use per temperature, but the salt has been working fine.